Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shout for joy yet? Let's shout for joy with me. My heart is very happy because I think of the love of the Lord has changed my life completely. For example, my taste, the way I think, my thoughts on people. Even I have a new way of seeing the whole world. I see the flowers and trees differently. I feel this world is so beautiful because of Him. Though there may be difficulties, but I benefit from those difficulties. I believe you may feel the same. I became the one who can appreciate all things, and I have learned to appreciate myself. God changed us into a poet, a morning bird. I remember there is a hymn named Such Love as Yours. Every time I sing this hymn, my heart was moved and experienced His love more. So, shall we shout for joy together? He's so precious, we're the main character in His love. Yay! And I think we really treasure His love. And the Lord also treasures our love. The Lord appeared to Peter after He's risen. He asked Peter, "Do you love me?" 3 times. This has proved the Lord really treasures our love. Hence, I have written a hymn named Such Love as Mine. I find the Lord's heart is very happy for my love to Him. I'll try to sing this hymn for you.
Such love as mine makes you long to draw near me. Such love as mine makes your heart overwhelm. You treasure most my love to you. You enjoy most my love to you every day. Where you are, we may also till eternity. Such love as mine, ever is your desire in your heart. Such love as mine makes you feel this worthy to die for me. Surprisingly, I'm your great joy set ahead. You devote and lost in my love with you. I am the one who affects you most to eternity.
It's so precious in Songs of Solomon. The faith of his love and his gazing at him has captured his heart. Moreover, his love gaze at him and make his heart overwhelm. I believe you and I have shaken the Lord's heart, and he treasured most my love to him more than anything else. Hence, in the first stanza, I mentioned he enjoys most my love to him every day. And he also wants me to enjoy his love every day. That's really what we call to love one another. And in the second last sentence, I especially mentioned he loved me and has gained me. He has devoted himself in my love with him till eternity. He has changed me and affected me, and I became the one who affected him most to eternity. My heart is so happy. I can find my value in this love. I firmly believe we're the most beautiful. I believe firmly we're the most compatible with him. If you like this hymn, how about we sing this hymn again?
Such love as mine makes you long to draw near me. Such love as mine makes your heart overwhelm. You treasure most my love to you. You enjoy most my love to you every day. Where you are, we may also till eternity. Such love as mine ever is your delight in your heart. Such love as mine makes you feel this worthy to die for me. Surprisingly, I'm your great joy set ahead. You devote and lose in my love with you. I am the one who affects you most to eternity.
So let us worship together. Lord, it's so treasurable we met you in our life on earth. Your love has changed our life. You change us so that we have a new value in life. We have the new thoughts. We can see this world was well designed by you. And you even make all things work together. So what we encountered is the best and the fairest for our sake. Oh Lord, this love is the most treasurable in our life. Lord, there is a huge difference compared to the love of the infinite and ours. Surprisingly, you want our love most and you enjoy very much our love to you. You really devoted and lost in our love with you forever. Lord, truly you have the greatest desire of love. Where you are, we may be also. And you have promised us that where you are, we may be also. Since the beginning, you wanted to gain us, and we have captured your heart. It's so precious, we became the one who affect you most. Lord, let us give you the enjoyment of our love to you, and let us give our hearts to you every day. May you be satisfied through us. Brothers and sisters, I hope you have time to worship the Lord. You can sing another hymn, or you can sing Such Love as Yours in Hymnal 2, 146, and respond to the Lord. You can stop the recording first and have a chat with the Lord. And after that, we can come back and read the Bible together. Brothers and sisters, we read Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 to 3. Verse 6, verse 10 to 11, and verse 23 to 24. Let's read those verses together. I'm the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Verse 6, pursuing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Verse 10, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant, or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord had made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rest on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and make it holy. Verse 23, you shall not make gods of silver to be with you, nor shall you make for yourself gods of gold. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. Many brothers and sisters may be scared when we read Exodus chapter 20, and these are all the statutes and rules of God. Just joking, that many brothers and sisters won't be able to come out of Egypt. It will be the statue and rule are so rigid. It is not that nourishing, and they don't understand the meaning behind it. But if you can change a concept, I believe you can taste Exodus in a different way. That's what happened to me, that I could understand Exodus more once my concept has changed, especially regarding the law. This concept is love. In fact, God gives us the law because of love. He really wants us to be holy. He really wants to be close to us and dwells with us. Hence, He has given the way of gaining life and the way of holiness to us. Hence, don't get it wrong. It is the good will of God. If you can understand that the law is love, then it is easy for you to enjoy. In verse 6 mentioned, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. God gives us the law because of love. But what He really wants is we who love Him in return. But we love God so that we keep His commandments, for we really want to satisfy the heart of God. So we are happy to keep His commandments. Since God gives us the law and wants us to love Him in return, that means He wants us to be in love with Him. Then He said, that showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me. So this is His plan, which lasts until eternity, not just lasts for thousands of generations. When we look at the content of the law, God wants to bless us. Hence, God blesses us when we obey His commandments. Simply, it is the basis of making a covenant. God called the law as the Old Testament. Yet God made covenant with men to pour the grace and loving kindness upon men. And the regulation of this covenant is reasonable but not demanding. God makes covenant with man, manifests His love to us. In Jeremiah chapter 31 was talking about this Old Testament. Shall we look at verse 2 and 3? Thus saith the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. That was talking about God appeared to the Israelites in the wilderness, and God blessed them. In verse 3, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. When you look at the law, it was the love covenant of God. God longs to love us eternally. Hence, He attracts us with His everlasting love. If you look at the Ten Commandments, what did God emphasize? The first four commandments are talking about the relationship between God and man. And the other six commandments are talking about the relationship between man and man. So you know what God values is the relationship. Surely the most precious about the relationship is love. Therefore, God values very much our relationship with Him and our relationship with others. All these relationships need love. There is a point and profound definition for the New Testament. The purpose of law is love. No matter how many laws are there, the whole purpose and aim behind is love. The Lord Jesus has explained it as well. The most important commandment among all, and we shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. That meant the most important among all the commandments is to have the close relationship with God. We shall love God. The second one is similar. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But the most important is our relationship with God, and secondly is our relationship with man. The law is our assistance to love God and man. If we understand the law is the love covenant of God, then you can be at ease. For the verses we will read later on will be our enjoyment. God will tell us how much He loved us. It's true. In fact, God loves us first behind many commandments. For example, the sacrifice. Many regulations of the offering declare to us that Abba sent his Son to come as the atonement for our sins. He has accomplished it perfectly. We are the blessed one among this covenant. I can say we don't have to do anything. The Lord had done the rest. The only thing we have to do is to believe and accept. God wants to give us all the blessings through the Lord Jesus. You see how blessed we are. On the other hand, in verse 10 to 11 mentioned about the Sabbath day. In fact, the Lord has explained the meaning of the Sabbath day on earth. But man didn't understand why God established the Sabbath day. When I read verse 10 and 11, I found God was so considerate to man. In fact, he wants man to rest and do nothing. And God creates the heaven, earth, and all things. We don't have to worry, but rest. Our hearts should rest in the grace and love of God. The heart of God really wants us to come before him, to experience his power and greatness, so that we can enjoy him with full confidence. This is the meaning of the Sabbath day. It's so precious. The heart of God has already been manifest. We shall enjoy the peace in God every day. The Lord wants us to experience the real peace, the real joy and satisfaction. And I was touched that Abba is so happy to dwell with us in love. He really enjoys it. It is the enjoyment of the Lord when we draw near him. On the other hand, I felt touched in verse 23 to 24. God commanded them not to make any gods of gold or silver with him, or make for themselves any gods of gold or silver. Sounds like he was so strict. But let us think. God loves us so much, and he's the best. He's the most high. He's the infinite one. If we make some kind of God to represent him, then it is an insult. Of course, God wouldn't want our hearts to turn to those idols or evil things. What God really wants is we to be his compatible match. This is nothing can compare with God, for he surpasses all things. But let us think of ourselves. It's so precious. Yet we are the most compatible with the Lord. We became his darling love. We shall never have the idols. Nobody loves us more than the Lord. Nobody is more glorious and more beautiful than the Lord. He is the God who surpasses all things. It is right for us to love him wholeheartedly. The Bible said, he loves us so that his jealousy is fierce as the grave. God loves us so he doesn't want us to love others more than him. God commanded us this way, for he has the highest demand of our love in his heart. In verse 24 mentioned the building of an altar. That reminded me the sparrow and the swallow in Psalm 84. They find a home, a dwelling place at the altars. Brothers and sisters, I will share a bit more when I have a chance when sharing the altar. Hence, it is all very meaningful when God asks us to do things. We should ask the Lord to open our spiritual eye so that we understand his heart. He will not demand us for the meaningless thing. I can say God's demand from us is for our happiness, so that he asks us to do so. And there is his blessing behind all his commandments. We have finished chapter 20. Let us worship and pray together. Shall we give thanks to God? Lord, it's so precious. What you want most from us is to experience your love, to draw near you. You do not want us to run after another God in our hearts. You are the best. It's so treasurable that your love is the freshest of fire. Jealousy is fierce as the grave. You long for us to love you wholeheartedly, for you have poured out your all to love us. Lord, Help us to see the covenant you made with us is the love covenant and the covenant of everlasting grace. Lord, we shall not walk by the spirit of law. We cannot please you by our good works. Help us to see you have accomplished all things for us, and you have satisfied all the requirements of the law. Help us to realize you will pour out the boundless grace upon us without any hindrance. O Lord, what you want most is to be united with us. This is the covenant of love. How you want us to be the most compatible with you. Lord, you're incomparable from all things. May you enhance us so that we're the perfect match of our beloved forever. Lord, may you continue to bless us when we read your words. May you open your hearts and your words so that we are so happy to listen to your voice, not because of other reason, but because we want to love you more and satisfy your heart more. Brothers and sisters, chapter 20 is a very precious chapter. I hope you can finish it off or read it again to have some time to quiet before the Lord and draw near him. May the Lord bless you. Remember, we listen to the Lord and obey the Holy Spirit is because we love God. May the Lord shine on you so that you can understand more. You shouldn't have any hard feeling or feel helpless, but it is your enjoyment instead.